Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark Kernaghe. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Durocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Gordon Rhodes. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Combs reaches second base with a double. Mark Kernaghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernaghe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Kernaghe reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kernaghe moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kernaghe scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ruth moves to third. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruth scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to second. George Smith now pitching. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kernaghe fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. John Stone now playing left field. Roy Johnson now playing center field. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Koenig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Combs moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Smith moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith scores. Johnson moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Yankees. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's Yankees, 3, Tigers, 3. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Tom Zachary now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Heine Scubbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbel is 0-for-1 in the game. Scubbel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Miles Thomas now pitching. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Miles Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Scubbel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Combs reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Stone moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone scores. Heilman scores. Alexander moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-3, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durocher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scubbell hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Phillips moves to third. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Smith reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. Scubbell scores. It's 11-3, Tigers. Roy Sherrod now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith scores. It's 12-3, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Samuel Bird pinch hits for Earl Combs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kernick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kernick for the out. Bird moves to second. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bird scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 12-4, Tigers. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. There goes Gehrig trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Gehrig, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 12-5, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Yankees 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing center field. Lynn Larry now playing second base. Cedric Durst now playing left field. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Alexander hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up beyond short. Scubble can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Durocher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to first to double up Larry. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Yankees 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Scubble strikes out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherrod hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bird hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Bird moves to third. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bird tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-6, Tigers. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Yankees 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bird throws the ball into Larry, who relays the ball to DeRocher, who tags Heilman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gehringer scores. One out. It's 13-6, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Musial throws the ball into Larry, who tags McManus trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-4 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Dickey reaches second base with a double. DeRocher goes all the way around to score. It's 13-7, Tigers. Gene Robertson pinch hits for Roy Sherrod. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 13, and New York Yankees, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.